tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Still to come, the godfather, of course, the godfather of the television world when it comes to boxing, Larry Merchant, will be here about 38 minutes past the hour. We are pleased to be joined by our next guest. He is the undefeated heavyweight sensation from the UK, folks. He was born Tyson Luke Fury. He is 20-0 with 14 KOs, and he will be taking on Steve Cunningham. That is April the 20th in the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Tyson Fury, a big Ring Talk. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be on the show.
How's life treating you?
Absolutely brilliant. Life always treats me good. Every day God gives us is a glorious day.
Okay. Let's get the old stuff out of the way. David Price was supposed to be this big mega fight for you in the UK, and of course he got licked by the punchless Tony Thompson. You kind of comment on that? Does he have a soft head? Because he didn't get hit in the chin. It's sort of like he had a glass head.
You know, he might have a glass head, but we're just going to say he's got a soft head, and we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he can do in the rematch. You know, anyone can get caught and knocked out one time, but if you get knocked out twice by the same man, you're finished. So we're not going to hold judgment on him because anyone can get caught, like I said, heavyweight boxing. But, you know, granddad done him, so it's not looking too good for him at the minute, is it?
Tyson Fury against Tyson, but Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson is probably the most least powerful boxer in the game, almost. I mean, he couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag, and then he knocks out David Price.
Well, I told everyone he was a fraud, you know, but no one wants to listen to me. But
I'm listening.
One of them things.
I'm listening, Tyson. Tell me.
It's one of them things where, you know, he was getting knocked out as an amateur with shock-absorbing gloves and a big head guard on. So If you get knocked out as an amateur, you got a lot of chance of getting knocked out as a professional, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a rougher, tougher sport, as you know. And it's one of them things. If you fight bums, you're going to expose when you step up a level, even if the guy's 50-year-old nearly.
Yeah, good point there. Now, Tyson, you're fighting April 20th here in the United States. How's this U.S. debut coming? You feeling good about it?
Feeling good. I'm on top of the world at the minute. I'm super confident. I'm really ready. I've trained hard. I've done everything perfect. So I'm going in all systems go to do a good performance on Steve Cunningham.
Okay. When you look at the entire heavyweight picture right now, the Klitschkos, that's like 1A and 1B. And the problem with the Klitschkos holding the title is that nobody knows the difference between the two. I mean, the casual sports fan doesn't know. Yes, the boxing fan knows the difference. Vladimir and Vitaly, okay? But the casual sports fan doesn't know the difference. And plus, those two guys are considered somewhat boring. They put crack addicts to sleep, things like that. What do you think they are at this point of the game? I mean, I think they're over the hill and down, going down as far as their peak was concerned. Their peak was a long time ago, but they seem to hold on. Why are they holding on?
I'll tell you why they are holding on. Because they haven't fought Tyson Fury yet. And that's why they're holding on to them titles. And as soon as I get Cunningham out of the way, I should get the shot at the IBF title, so I'll just relieve Vladimir of every title he's got, you know.
Well, you know, you would do the boxing world justice if you did that. And then a lot of people over in the Russian end of the boxing game, and some people in Germany are probably throwing their internet sets around right now. But the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschkos have been good for boxing, for the Klitschkos, and for the German boxing fans, and for the Russian boxing fans. But as far as the American boxing fans, fans in the UK, where the game started, where the Marcus of Queensbury developed boxing, they couldn't give a snot about the Klitschkos.
Definitely, you know, it's one of them things. The boring fighters, the good athletes, and they're in good condition. But like you say, nobody's interested, you know. They can't tell them apart, and they, like you say, they do the same thing, jab and grab, and they'll no risks at all. It's not excitement, you know. Boxing's supposed to be an entertainment business, not falling asleep at the side of the ring and watching some, like, paint dry for 12 rounds.
Good point. You know, I'm going to tell you, I used to say this, and now you're 6'9", which is like 2 inches bigger than 6'7", but I had won some amateur championships in my time, and I had some decent skills, could have turned pro, didn't want to. But when I look at the Klitschkos, I think if I was 6'7", I'd be knocking those guys around. I mean, they bring very little to the dance except for their size. I mean, size and the fact that they're in decent shape, but, you know. Hey, did you see that picture they had a few years ago of them two laying together with trunks on a boat?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Was that a little, that had a little gay condensation, a little gayness in that, didn't you think? I couldn't get Tyson to bite on that one. I tried, folks. Tyson Fury is our guest, the undefeated heavyweight sensation, 6'9". What are you weighing these days?
I'm weighing about 250.
Okay. And you'll go into the ring like that?
I'll be going to the ring just under, I think. Or just 250 or just under 248, 250 is usually a good fighting weight for me.
Okay, on the 20th, now what does Steve Cunningham bring to the dance?
What does he bring? Let's do a tally, shall we? He brings experience. He's only had 30 fights. I've had 20 myself. He brings the superior speed, so he thinks, but he's 37 and I'm 24, so I don't think he has that advantage, neither. And his combination puncher, and I'd say I'm a better combination puncher than him as well, so he doesn't really bring much to the dance, to be honest. The only thing he brings to the dance is that he's a former world champion and he's a bit slippery, but I've prepared with good American sparring, so it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Okay, I want to thank Main Events for this interview. Of course, they put this together. Kathy Dew is a nice lady. She's very easy to look at as well. Tyson didn't bite on that one either, did you? See, Tyson, I'm throwing little tips out there. And
no supermodel, is she? Let's see if, just say that.
No, I didn't say she was a supermodel. I just say she isn't hard to look at. Especially when she was younger. This NBC Sports thing. I mean, NBC Sports used to be like, it was the network, and now they're bringing it back to Sports Network, and they're building listeners, they're building viewers. Are you going to be a staple on NBC Sports? Or do you see yourself doing a couple of fights on NBC Sports, getting your name out there, and then going straight to HBO? I see your future with HBO or Showtime, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's the way forward with heavyweight boxing. You know, they haven't really been interested in the heavyweights for a while now, with the Klitschko's being on top. But as soon as they see my style of fighting and my personality, I think that's all going to change. The heavyweight division is coming back alive. When I get on top, I'm just going to take all comers. Any country they live in, they can come and fight, or I'll go to them and fight. And it's all systems go, you know. There's no staying at home or fighting in one part of the world. I'm on the road. I'm a traveling man. And I'm going to fight in every country they want.
April 20th, Madison Square Garden, folks. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com and your local ticket outlets. Of course, the Garden as well. MSG.com. The bottom line is this is the Mecca of boxing and the premier heavyweight contender in the world. And I can say that because all the rest have been eliminated, folks. Or they haven't been proven yet. I mean, Deontay Wilder, I have high hopes for Deontay, but he hasn't stepped up yet. What do you think of Deontay?
To be honest with you, you can't really judge a man who hasn't fought anybody with a heartbeat, really. The guy's fought nobodies all the way through, but he's knocked out 27 of them, so they all take knocking out, so it suggests he's got good power. He looks athletic, but again, I think he's another David Price waiting to happen, you know. You can't just keep fighting bums forever. And as soon as he steps up and he gets smashed on that chin of ease, he's going over, because I remember him in the amateurs as well. He couldn't take a punch, neither. He used to go down every time he got hit cleanly.
I think
Audley Harrison might expose him, to be honest. Even though Audley is a bit of a bottle job and he's got no balls, Audley might do the job, because he might just fancy it, you know. He's a 6-1 outsider, and I'm going to have a sneaky little bet on Harrison.
Audley is nuts. I mean, I've interviewed Audley. Audley, he says all kinds of crazy things. I mean, he goes off on tangents. I can't believe it. And I don't think he's going to have much of a chance in this fight, but you think at 6-1 he's worth a nickel or so, huh?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, on his night, Audley Harrison, when he turns up once in a blue moon, he actually can fight. But we don't know if he's going to turn up or not, because he's so unpredictable, hot and cold. One minute he's good, next minute he's not. So he looked okay in the prize fight, but that's only a 3-round fight, so you can never tell. And when he's got some big young man swinging punches at him, and he's 40-odd-year-old himself, it's a slim chance. But then again, he could land one of them bombs, and it's all over.
Castle's Corner and Main Events, folks, putting this fight together, April the 20th, of course, Saturday. Madison Square Garden, NBC Sports World, NBC Sports Network, the brand-new network on TV. The bottom line is Tyson Fury will be making a statement that day. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, come Sunday morning, the 21st, I expect him to be 21-0 with 15 KOs. Tyson, it's a pleasure having you on the show. I've wanted you for years. I've got you. Don't be a stranger, please.
No, that'll do. I'll come back on when I've defeated Cunningham. And listen, the plan is I'm going on a bitch hunt for Klitschko. We're going to hunt him around the world until he signs a contract, until he fights. Not the old fella, not the pensioner, Vitaly, because he needs to retire, he's too old. But Vladimir, the number one heavyweight in the world, so-called, I'm hunting him down. You know, there's nobody else out there for him to fight, and I'm going to force him to sign that contract and fight me.
Okay, now, when you talk about Vladimir Klitschko, you are talking about a guy with a soft chin. Listen, I know a guy that was the late Corey Sanders. Corey Sanders didn't even train for that fight. Corey Sanders, you know what he went on a diet. He went on a diet. He didn't train much. He didn't go to the gym much. And he knocks Klitschko out. He knocked a couple other guys out as well. And, of course, Ross Purity stopped him. I mean, he's been stopped. He's got a Lehman Brewster. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is all of his losses have been by knockout. I think he's got a bad chin. I think that Emmanuel Stewart gave him that bitch style, don't you think, where they sort of jab and grab and this kind of stuff? Because before Emmanuel came on, they were sort of reckless.
Yeah, you know, but Emmanuel helped him a lot because in that reckless style, he'd have lost and lost again time and time again because he wouldn't be the champion he is now if it wasn't for Emmanuel, really, because the fella, obviously, he's got a chin like a piece of glass, and every time he's cracked on it, it shatters. So when you've got a chin like that, you've got to try and protect it and do the jab and grab boring stuff. But it seems to be effective. But you know what? There's not many heavyweights that can expose that style, is there? Because they're not fast enough, game enough, or brave enough to get stuck in and actually throw some punches. That's where I come into the scene, you know. Throw a lot of punches. I've got a heart of a lion and a will of steel. And to beat me, you've got to knock me out. Simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, Castle's Corner, main events, April 20th, NBC Sports World. The great Tyson Fury in the main event versus Steve Cunningham. Tyson, best of luck to you. We're talking about a week and a half.
Take it easy. God bless you.
All the best. Tyson Fury, folks, the unbeaten UK sensation. Wow, in the heavyweight division. 6'9". Tyson can fight. Tyson can talk. And like James Brown, Tyson don't take no smack. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.